children, when I was a child, referred to it almost universally as spitting up.
Spitting up.
Uh-huh.
What about very polite terms? Vomit, for example?
In our family, we always thought even spitting up sounded better than vomit.
Okay.
And wretch sounded worse.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, there are the terms barf and puke,
uh-huh.
You know, which are considered all somewhat vulgar.
Okay. Okay. And if a person does that, you say he's sick, what?
To his stomach.
To his stomach, okay. Talking about somebody getting the news about something, you might say, she hardly got the news when she came right over. This person's going to talk to you now, tell you the same thing.
Gossip.
To gossip, okay. Let me see. If you invite somebody to come and see you this evening and you want to tell them you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come, you say, now if you don't come, what? Just very simply. If you invite somebody to come see...
Yeah, I'll be very disappointed if you
okay.
don't come.
Okay, okay. And if you're going to be glad to see somebody, you say, why will what, or?
We'll be looking forward to seeing you.
Okay. And if you see a child who's misbehaving, you know, maybe repeatedly doing something wrong, you might say, if you do that again, I'll what?
Spank you.
Okay. Somebody's very much interested in a girl and spends a good deal of time with her so that the neighbors think his intentions are serious, what do they say he's doing?
He's courting
her. Courting her? Mm-hmm. Is that the common term you would use, courting?
No. I'm trying to think of what people use when I was a young teenager. I've heard several, of course, that they're, of course, it all depends on whether your intentions are serious or not.
What about sparking? Was that ever common around here?
No.
Going with?
Going with, yes. Uh-huh.
Going steady?
Going steady, uh-huh.
Okay.
Or going steadily.
Okay. Rushing?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Heavy dating?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sweet on?
Only when someone is being deliberately, I can't say that anyone would use that regularly.
Okay.
In my experience.
Okay.
Around here.
Let me see. The guy who's doing that, you call him her
boyfriend.
Okay, steady maybe.
Steady. Uh-huh.
Okay. And the girl, she's his
girlfriend. Steady
also.
Back when I was a young child, like I said before, I was 10, that so-and-so was my sweetheart. Not because I really thought of her as my sweetheart, just because her parents and my parents wanted us to be sweethearts.
Yeah, they had to figure it out for
you. Yeah.
Okay, if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, you might say, you've been...
Making out.
Making out, okay.
Now, of course, back...